It's Sean again. It's hump day. I've been awake 220 hours now. So I'm only going to play six songs because people are telling me, they're banning me from the shiz.org for 3 days for asking what the difference is between a Viking guitar and a Mega Beardo. Like, it's not that obvious. I can't tell the difference. Like, could I ask their fans the same question and not, like, would I get a dirty look? Like, am I gonna get a dirty look, but I'm gonna get a ban in my fucking home? When I'm in my bedroom, I'm gonna get a ban because I ask what the difference is between a Mega Beardo and a Viking guitar. And I make a thread that says, what exactly is the difference between a Mega Beardo and a Viking guitar anyways? Like, what? Let's start off with a Viking guitar. What's a Viking guitar? As far as I'm concerned, Vikings did not have guitars. Vikings had lyres and lutes and mandolins and zithers. They didn't have fucking guitars with just intonation and shit like that. They didn't have that kind of shit. So why in the fuck would you call yourself Viking guitar? Like, it boggles my mind. Like, that's like me deciding that I want to make chiptunes and video game music. So why don't I call myself Red Explosion? But like, the same fucking thing is that we have bands with this same kind of fucking generic shit-ass names. You know? Like, can you not attribute a band name to my fake-ass band name, Red Explosion? Yeah, there's at least two or three or four different bands out there that have generic-ass band names that can be fucking attributed to something just like that. So, I'm the bad guy. You know, I'm the bad guy. Because I'm asking for clarification. I've been awake, and because I've been awake and I asked for clarification, as a joke, I get a ban. There's some serious fucked up double standards where I can't make a joke, but everyone else can make the joke, and it's the same joke that I'm making, but I make the joke and I get banned for it because I guess people see my joke as being facetious, right? Because it's far after the point that the joke has already happened or something. I don't know. Either way, I've been working hard on this, I've been working in Altium, putting together this orchiectomy machine. I even called Alex Maurer and asked if Alex would use this. Like, I'm working and putting this thing together and getting it 3D printed and everything, all the parts completely 3D printable, even the blade itself. And we're putting FPGA, we're installing a GLOP, you know, a Famicom on a chip in this doomsday device, this orchiectomy machine that 99% of men in the world need to use and either bleed out or go to the hospital, and it'll cure everyone's problems, you know? Like, that's just how it goes. Anyways, now that I've probably talked 18 minutes, I'm going to go ahead and rustle up these six songs. So, here I go. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Wow, well, that went down real nice. Very in control. No weird goose stepping. No out of syncness. And I'm the one that's out of control, apparently. Right? I'm the one that's out of control. I'm the one that's out of control. Okay. Thanks for listening.